Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dynasty Fan Podcast. As always, my name is Shawnee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Thalliams Delana. So that's Thalliams Delena. And you can find this podcast on Twitter at the Dynasty Fan Pod. All of our any updates will be through there. I'll also retweet it on my account. But today we are going over The Aftermath, Season 4, Episode 3. It aired May 21st, 2021. It was written by Christopher Fife and directed by Pascal Verstoris. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. So on the fandom wiki page, the synopsis is Fallon and Liam prepare for their next step, but as unforeseen obstacles get in the way, Fallon gets creative. Meanwhile, Jeff and Alexis seem to reach an agreement, but Jeff is still suspicious and turns to Colhane for help. Lastly, Crystal makes a surprising decision. And the Netflix synopsis says, reeling from the wedding day disasters, Carrington Manor must triage multiple crises. Crystal feels torn about how to move forward. So yeah, that's interesting. So if you remember in the last episode, the wedding episode, at the end, Evan had Fallon, not in the chokehold, but he had his arms around her neck and a knife was put towards her neck, which is not fun. And then Blake came there to rescue her and Liam. He told Liam to turn the lights off. Liam did, and then he tackled Evan into the orchestra pit. And that's how it ended. So, oh, we also saw that he stabbed Kirby. So now we have two people that are injured, Blake and Kirby. All thanks to Evan. So that's nice. Great. Thanks, Evan. So this starts off with everybody's in the hospital. Kirby's getting rushed in on a gurney. And Anders thinks that Adam hurt Kirby, kind of like how we were going over in the last episode when he found Kirby in Fallon's room. He thinks Adam did it, but Sam's there and he's like, no, Evan Tate hurt Kirby. He stabbed her. She has a stab wound to the left abdomen. And then a little bit later, we see Fallon and Liam rush in with Blake on a gurney. Fallon's wearing Liam's jacket. And, they rush Blake into the emergency room, and Fallon's kind of freaking out a little bit. Liam's being super sweet to her, but you can tell that she's like experiencing some PTSD with it. Obviously, I mean, why wouldn't you? But, Liam's explaining, like, maybe you should talk to someone. Like, maybe you want to go see someone. You should get checked out. Like, you could have gotten hurt or something like that. So she's like, no, I'll be fine. I just want to make sure that Blake and Kirby are okay. And he's like, okay. And then there's this nurse and she drops like a tray of like medical supplies or whatever. And Fallon completely freaks out. She like jumps, she grabs onto Liam. And he's like, are you okay now? Like, are you sure you don't want to see someone? She's like, I'm fine. I promise I'm fine. And he's like, okay. And it's sad because she thinks that this happened all because of her. She thinks that this is her fault, which it's not. It's only Evan's fault. But she's still feeling that kind of survivor's guilt, I guess, even though no one died. But that's kind of how she's feeling. And Liam hugs her and he's like, "It's not your fault." So yeah. Then we move over to Jeff and Alexis. They announce that they're getting a divorce, but they're still working together. All that jazz kind of back at the hospital. Both Blake and Kirby are going to be fine. They're gonna pull through, they're gonna be good. Blake will be temporarily paralyzed, so he'll have to use a wheelchair for a little bit, but it won't be for too long or anything like that. Kirby's in pain, but nothing major happened. Evan didn't like puncture any important organs or anything like that. So that's good. They're both going to be okay. They're both going to make a full recovery, which is great news to hear. Anders still wants Adam to stay away from Kirby. So, we'll see how that works out because he really likes Kirby. And, it's a kind of a classic, like, dad doesn't like the boyfriend of his daughter type of thing. But I mean, I get it. Adam is kind of a crazy person, but he's being nice to Kirby and he's helping and he's a doctor, so I think Anders should be grateful, but I also can understand where he's coming from. And so Fallon starts questioning Adam, and she's like, "So where is Evan? Like, is he here? I will pull the plug. If you need someone to do that, I happily volunteer." And Adam's like, "Yeah, he was here. He got everything he needed checked out. He was fine. He had minimal scratches, but he was released into police custody." So yeah. That's, I guess, no. I guess it's good he's released into police custody, but you know, we don't know for sure. We don't know if he could escape. Anything can happen on a soap opera. But once we go back to Carrington Manor, Fallon's still in her wedding dress. She still hasn't had time to change. And Alexis explains that she's not sorry for getting kicked for kicking out Blake. But Fallon's like, if you want to have a good relationship with me, you need to let Blake stay here at least until he makes a full recovery. And so Liam wheels in Blake in his chair. And Fallon's like, I'm gonna take care of him. I'm gonna be Fallon Nightingale. Like, him and Kirby, both of them, I will be looking after them. And but because she says she thinks that she's the reason why Blake got hurt. And it's really nice because Fallon's talking to Blake in a new scene, and she's is really thankful because Blake saved her life. And Blake's like, yeah, like, you know, it was nothing. I'm your dad, kind of thing. But he asks Fallon if she will talk to Crystal for him. And so then we go into the kitchen. Fallon's making breakfast. I think she's making something for Blake. But obviously, you know, when you grow up with staff, you probably aren't the best cook. No offense, but you know. And Liam just sitting there kind of watching her in awe, being very cutesy. He kisses her cheek. He's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm making breakfast. You know, Alexis fired all of the staff since she moved in and got rights to the manor. So yeah, but so Liam's basically like, okay, so when are we gonna like leave on our honeymoon? This is getting kind of claustrophobic. She's like, you can't feel claustrophobic in a house that has 17 bathrooms. Are you crazy? Something like that. But then we get a montage of her bringing up things to Blake, coffee, breakfast, different things like that, and coming back down and getting stuff for him. And we see that. But everything that she brings back that Blake either didn't like or didn't want, Liam starts to eat or drink, which is really funny. But Liam's finally like, let's go out to lunch. Like, let's just get out of the house for a little while. Let's go on our, we have our honeymoon tomorrow. And she's like, I don't have time to go on the honeymoon. He's, you know, rightfully so, he's upset about that. And but Fallon explained, she's like, I can't leave, like, I feel guilty. And then Kirby walks in and she's like, she looks like she's in pain, and Fallon is like, just like Blake, Kirby could have died because of me, even though it's not her fault. Fallon didn't do anything wrong. She was just trying to get married, and freaking Evan just ruined that for her. But you know, she still is gonna feel a little bit guilty. And then basically we have a little scene with Anders and Kirby. He's just like checking in on her, and she basically tells him that she really likes Adam, and if Anders can't accept Adam and Kirby's relationship, then Kirby's just gonna leave his life forever. She's gonna be out of it. She's not gonna have anything to do with him. So that's kind of sad, but yeah. So let me see. It kind of is another montage, not really, but kind of just back-to-back scenes of Fallon taking care of Blake and Kirby. Fallon gives Kirby a face mask, and she basically tells her that she's not gonna go on her honeymoon. But then she goes into Blake's room and she is like trying to figure out like why he's not feeling good for some reason. If she mixed the pills up, or she didn't give him enough, or she gave him too much, and then she accidentally drops all the pills and they mix together on the floor. So you can tell she's being very overwhelmed. So with all this stuff going on, Alexis and Dominique are still hiding from Jeff that Dominique has mineral rights, and So Alexis hires this actor to pretend to be her cousin to convince Jeff that he's the third partner. So we'll see how that works out. Jeff's pretty smart, so I don't know if he's gonna buy this. But yeah. Blake finally tells Fallon that he wants a real nurse to be taking care of him and that she's fired, and Kirby says the same thing. So the next scene we just see Fallon and Liam. They're sitting on the couch together. It's super cute. You know, they're just talking about the new nurses that Blake hired. And she explains to Liam again that she's feeling guilty. And Liam's like, "You have nothing to be guilty about. Like, you didn't do anything. But come with me, we'll have some R&R and Bora Bora. You can get sand in places you'd never think possible." And she's like, "Okay, I mean, like, I have been wanting to like update my wardrobe." And then Liam says this cute thing. He's like, "That's my girl, wife, woman." It's super cute. And then he kisses her hand. He's like, "All right, I'll just go now, I guess." But yeah, that was a super cute little Fallon and Liam scene. So we get more scenes of Fallon, you know, kind of feeling scared and not feeling safe. She's gonna go out, I guess, to get this her new clothes and stuff like that, but the door is like kind of creaking and opening, and she's feeling a little bit scared. You can tell by her face and the way she's like kind of inching backwards that she doesn't want to go see what's wrong. So she goes over to like this little table, she grabs a candlestick, and she's gonna hit whoever's trying to come in. And she almost kills Culhane, but she doesn't. Colleen's like, "Whoa, like, are you okay?" She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, you know, she makes up some excuse. I think she's like going to get it polished or something like that. She says something. And then she finally opens the door to go leave. And she's feeling scared by being outside. And she rushes back inside and closes the door. Kind of how, like, you know, when you're a kid, you have to go down to the basement for some reason, you would like run up the stairs really fast and close the door behind you. At least that was what I did. So it's kind of feeling the same there. Then we have an aunt, oh my gosh, excuse me, an Adam and Anders scene. And Anders is basically telling Adam that he knows that Adam is responsible for his adoptive mom's death. And you know, Adam keeps saying like, no, I'm not, I don't know what you're talking about. This is crazy. She died in her sleep. She overdosed or something like that. And just like, well, you know, she didn't, like, somebody must have gotten so mad. And he's kind of getting up to the point where, like, you see in like movies when they're interrogating someone, how they say like kind of the wrong thing, or they overwhelm them with how much they're saying that the person ends up confessing. That's kind of what happened here. He, like, you know, was talking to Adam. He's like, "Yeah, you wanted to kill her because she was a bad mom or something like that, or she always would put drugs before you." And he's like, "That's not what it was. I killed her because of this." And then Andrew's like, "Oh, gotcha, Adam," you know, like that. So he ends up saying that he recorded the entire conversation. And some recordings, though, are not admissible in a court of law. So that's what Adam tells Anders. And he's like, "Yeah, maybe, but at least there'll be enough evidence to reopen the investigation." So Anders is doing all this to get Adam away from Kirby. So, yeah. Culhane informs Jeff there's no one named Bob or Robert Morrell. That is Alexis's cousin that they're trying to deceive Jeff with, but there's no one named Bob or Robert Morrell that is a season ticket holder for the Atlantics, even though that's what Alexis said. So Jeff knows now that Alexis and Dominique are lying to him. So Fallon has created this sort of backyard honeymoon for her and Liam. She's definitely too scared to leave the manor. You know, obviously Liam is a little wary of this backyard honeymoon. He's kind of like, "Well, why did you fly in sand from Bora Bora when we could actually be in Bora Bora?" But he loves her, so he will do this backyard honeymoon with her. And they are having a nice time on the chairs and just relaxing, you know. And then all of a sudden, there's this commotion with Alexis, which, of course, you know, There's like all these camera flashing and people yelling and news stuff. And Alexis reveals she's gonna start a business called the Alexis Carrington Diamond Company. Great. Awesome. Cool. And then Dominique reveals herself as the third partner. Over back by the pool, we go back to Fallon and Liam. Fallon's giving Liam a massage, and then Sam comes over and he's really funny. He like checks out Liam because Liam's shirtless and in his swimwear and stuff like that, and he just checks him out. It's really funny. There's more commotion. There's like a guy like with a leaf blower. Everybody's yelling, and Liam's like, "I'm done. I'm over it. Like, come talk to me when you're feeling better, but as of right now, I'm done. Like, bye." So Fallon goes and talks to Blake, and Blake just tells Fallon that there's only one person she can talk to about anything in this world, and it's her husband. And Fallon finally, admits to herself and to Blake, and she's like, "I'm scared to leave the manor." So she goes down and she talks to Liam, and she's like, "I'm sorry I've been acting weird. I'm just scared. And I'm not used to having a husband." But she says, "I know if the whole world turns on me, I have someone who will always be there for me and someone who will always trust me." And Liam's like, "That's what husbands are for." So that's nice of him. He's being very, very sweet. And then we go to the end of the episode, and Jeff's like, "I didn't sign the divorce papers. So now, Alexis, I partially own the manor as well." So now, he's upset that Alexis lied to him, obviously. And so he's deliberately not signing the divorce papers so that he gets to own part of Carrington Manor too. Because I guess that was in their divorce settlement or something. So as long as they're still married, they get equal parts of the manor. So that's fun. So yeah, sorry this episode is a little bit shorter than normal. I just wanted to get this out for you guys since the whole season is now on Netflix, so that's exciting. Go binge if you haven't seen it yet. Go watch it. It's a crazy season. I will be doing more. I'll follow the season as I already have been. I'll do one episode a week kind of thing. And then season five, I will try to do live. So I'll try to get it out that Friday night when it airs or the next day on Saturday. So that'll be fun, to, or hopefully you guys will think it's fun if, you watch the episode and then you hear sort of an analysis afterwards. If anybody ever just wants to join this podcast or you have like a special episode that you want to talk about, just DM me on Twitter. That we can arrange that. That'll be fun. We already had Christy on the last one. That was a lot of fun for both of us to do. Fun to kind of bounce theories and ideas off of each other, stuff like that. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. As always, my name is Shawnee. You can find me on Twitter again at Thalliums Delana. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Dynasty Fan Pod. And yeah, feel free to email me or DM me any theories or questions or anything like that, or anything you kind of particularly want me to go over, or if you have like a question or any sort of special thing you want to say that maybe I've never brought up or nobody has thought of yet. I would love to hear that, and I'd love to put that on the podcast so other people can listen to new theories. Yeah, but if you're sad during this hiatus or something like that, and you need some more Thallium or Dynasty content, always check the Twitter. There's a bunch of people doing some awesome stuff, whereas like edits or fan fiction wise, check that. It'll help you definitely get through the wait until season five. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys next week for season four, episode four. Bye.